Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, may I speak to Ms. Lorraine?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is Nina Knight and I'm the supervisor here at Family First. How are you?
Okay.
I am calling because your file has been transferred to me for monitoring with your EBV level, which is your clock in and out. So I was just calling just to see if you're okay and you're familiar with the app and how it works.
Not really. I've been kind of winging it. And also, I don't know where to send it. I have a paper from last Saturday and Sunday because it didn't come in until, the thing didn't start until Saturday, but there was no one there to teach me to clock in.
Got
yeah.
It.
So when I go on this app, can I put you on speaker and
yes,
try to,
yep,
hang on,
but
one second. Speaker. Now, hang on. Okay. So I go on it. And
log
I put
in
my
with your email and your password.
Password, right. And
then once
you're
able to, then your client information should pop up.
It'll say Anna Teddy, right?
Yes. You would click on her name.
Okay.
And then it will give you an option of today's schedule, unscheduled visits, confirmed visits, notes, and so forth. So do you see visits?
No. Can I do it while I talk to you?
Yes.
Okay. Wait one second. Let me just get this from my mom. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Hang on. There, Mom. Right there. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So let me clock in here. Okay, then I do it done. And now it says log in, so I push the button. And now it'll say today's schedule, visit scheduled for 7. So it says 1 on there.
It's
I don't know.
You already clocked in already at 3:35.
Okay.
So do me a favor, then let's train you to clock out, and then I'll show you how to re-clock out when it's time for you to clock out. So clocking in and clocking out is basically the same. The only thing is a whole bunch of duties that come up, but we can skip past those duties, okay? So attempt to go to a clock out.
So I would go to today's schedule.
Yep.
Everything
would start from the day schedule.
Okay. So then it goes to Anna Teddy, and now I'll hit clock out.
Yep. Hit clock out, and then I'll remove it.
Okay, clock out, which I just did. Then it comes up GPS, security token, and cancel.
So
I just
hit
the GPS.
You need to select GPS at all times, yes.
Yeah, I hit the GPS, and then it'll say you're within 10 feet of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
now, I did tell, I did tell Sarah, like, if we are out or a party or something, I said, like, if I clock out, it's going to show we're not home. She lives with me. I don't go to her house.
Okay, so let me explain to you how that works.
Okay.
All services must stop and start in the home, okay? If she has an appointment to go to or any affair to go to before your shift starts at 3:30, that means you need to clock in around 3 or 2 or 2:30. You need to clock in early, okay? If you guys are not back home before 10:30, you have up until 11:59 to clock out. Because clocking out after midnight is considered the next following day. It won't link to the previous day.
Oh, and I think I might have done that over the weekend if I'm up with her.
Yeah. So when that happens, we may have to adjust the shift accordingly just so we can match and grab that overnight midnight shift with those hours. The only thing it will affect on Sunday. So if it happens sometimes throughout the week, it can be fixed. But if it happened on Sunday, once 11:59, 12 a.m. hits, that's it for this pay period. Okay, it can't move over until the following day, which is Monday, because that's a new pay period.
Your pay period ends on
Sunday night. At 11:59. Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if she has an appointment or has something to do around your schedule, then you would need to clock in a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you clock out by midnight, you're fine.
But okay, if we're not home.
So you have to clock out at home.
When I go home.
Yes.
When you get home.
Yep. When you get home. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. And if so happen, if you want to start a shift earlier, then I would just readjust your time to the time that we authorize for that day to bill for those hours.
All right. So just say I have off for the day and she has a doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm away at her doctor in Ballard-Kenwood. What do I do?
So if she has an appointment at 2 o'clock and you know you're not going to be back at the house by 3:30, then that means you need to clock in around 1 or 1:30 before you leave the house with her.
Yeah, but all right. But like, if I have an aide here, like I have an aide, when I work, I have an aide here from like 9 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
So if I take her to the doctor's, how can I clock in if that aide is here?
So she received additional hours from a different agency?
Yeah. See,
so
I take
shifts
my...
can't overlap, yeah.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm worried about. It has happened like now, like they gave me July 17th off.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I don't have any appointments for her, but the girl will be here until 3, and then
mm-hmm.
I would pick up at 3 on.
Right.
But I'm just saying if I go someplace with her, if I have to be at the doctor's office or something and we're still there,
The only thing I can advise you is to do not clock in until you get back to the house.
Okay.
And what I can do is I can adjust your schedule to equal up to the hours that we're authorized for that day, and then I will just give you the clock out time that you clock out, so therefore it can match those hours.
I think the agency I worked at before, I think it was called something Rose. So when I clock in, I put in like my social and then her number, and then it press 1 to clock in, press 2 to clock out.
So, yeah, so that was the phone system. The phone system is not around anymore because it's a cell phone.
Oh.
We only allow to do that with a landline.
And
that's because the state wants services to be at the home. You can't transport the landline. It has to stay stationed at the home. So that's why they took the cell phone situation out, because then, therefore, you can clock in and out anywhere you're at.
Oh, so.
And there's no verification on the location.
Oh, see, okay, that's, well, I'm just still doing it. Maybe because I've been with them for so many years with her. I don't know.
They're going
but
to
I didn't do it in
stop.
The
so I'm going to just be aware that all agencies is being affected by it.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I'm just saying. That's what I was used to.
Yeah. I think everybody was, and it was convenient. Because
I don't clock in, because if I don't get home until 3:30, sometimes I get stuck at work. I don't clock in until I get in.
Right.
Until I get here.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the goal. The goal is to try to clock in and out at the home. Sometimes it's going to be hard for you to do so. The thing is, we still advise you to clock in or out, but then a timesheet is going to be required.
Okay.
Okay.
Got
Now,
it.
if you ever wanted to take mom and go on a vacation and go away, you just would notify us with the service location on where you're going to be staying at, how long you're going to be going, and then you would still clock in and out, but we would need a timesheet because it's not going to be physically at the home.
Yeah, and I do have that coming up. I was trying to get her in respite, and now all of a sudden nobody could take her in respite.
Mm-hmm.
And in Pennsylvania. So she is going on vacation with us to Wildwood. I'm sorry, and I was debating, I don't know yet
mm-hmm.
if I should put her in some place there where I can go and check on her like
right.
every other day or not.
Right.
So I didn't get down there to look at the place, but here I've been looking at some of the places and some of them I wouldn't put a dog in. And I usually go to Fair Acres, but they don't have any availability.
Yeah.
So when the care coordinator knows, and she's going to come here the week before we go away,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll know, because then she'll have to transfer all the hours to me.
Right.
Or not. And then I'll let them know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm not really, I'm kind of in limbo. On what we're doing, and we never go away this long. We're going away for 10 days.
Well, that's not bad because she's entitled to go anywhere, but it has to be 30 days or less.
Okay.
Okay, and long as it's in the United States, you got
to
go.
Oh, yeah, no, I would never take her abroad. My God, I have enough trouble now with her walking. It's really, she's like going to be 93, and she has dementia, and it's really getting harder.
Yeah.
It's getting harder on me physically. I can feel it. Like I'm going to be 65 and I can feel it.
Now, quick question. Can you go back to that app to where the clock
I'm right
out?
Here.
Okay.
Yep, so I'll hit
Did
clock
you
out.
See, yeah, click hit clock out. Click the GPS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. I did. Okay, GPS and then I hit confirm. Right?
And then you'll see a whole bunch of duties come up.
Yep, excuse me.
So instead of you clicking any of them duties, look over to your top right-hand corner, and you should see Save.
Okay.
If
click
you
Save.
You click that, yep, you click that, it will confirm your clock out.
Oh, I haven't been doing that. I just hit clock out, and then I was hitting some of those things at night. Excuse me. So just hit Save.
They're not
save.
Necessary. The service coordinator know what care that mom needs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep, so you would just click Save, and it should confirm your clock out.
Okay.
Now, if you go to the previous screen, you will see the same screen you went to where it had visits, today's visit, unscheduled visit. Unscheduled visits is whenever you go on there on that first top one as visit to clock in, if you don't see a schedule, then you can create one on unscheduled visits, and we can grab it and put the visit in place.
Okay.
Now, the one underneath it is confirm visits. That will be what you will monitor to make sure that your clock in and out all has been registering successfully.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so that will give you a list of maybe like 5 to 6 days. So you can go back to see did you have made a mistake any day of the week of not clocking in and out, nothing registering.
I see. I just went into it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that's visits to see. Okay. Clock in and clock out. All right. And unscheduled is
if you happen to not see a schedule at all.
So, like, okay, here's an example. One time, not this girl, but the aide called out 5 minutes before her shift at 9 o'clock. So what I did was I called her boss and I called the service coordinator and I called out of work and I picked up that shift. Would that be like an unscheduled visit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So as long as you see her information provided, you can actually schedule a shift in place. It'll come up on my dashboard. I will see it and I will put the shift in place.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then messages. Oh, wait, list of patients. Oh, that's if I have more than one person.
That's if you have more than one person, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me? I do just had to just go over a few things with you. As I said, we try to eliminate and have services start and stop in the home. If your address, phone number, mom's address, phone number ever changes, please notify us immediately. And if she is ever hospitalized, please
contact us immediately
due to we bill the same way the hospital does.
Okay.
Okay. The services must stop on our end, and then we can resume the moment we get verification of the front page of the discharge papers, that's confirmation that we can resume services.
All right. And then what about the message center? What is that?
So the message center is if something happens and you need to send us a message, that will be where you would put it in at. But it's not necessary.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if I need to talk to somebody or how do I get in touch with somebody? Because the only number I have is, I think, the original one that I called.
Okay. I am going to text you my business card.
Okay.
I am here Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
I sometimes work remotely on Sundays, but not every Sunday, but sometimes I do. I will see your messages if I'm working remotely at home and I'm able to respond to them.
Okay. Okay.
I just
texted
my business card.
Okay. Nina, right?
Yes.
I just got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So if I have problems, I call you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I got it. Okay. And then now you'll just clock me back in. I don't have to do any of that, right?
So you're already clocked in. Let me.
Are we going to be clocked out?
Let me just go to your file and remove your clock out right fast. Okay, I see you. So now I'm going to remove your clock out. So just so happened, it takes a little bit of time for the clock out to unregister. If you do not see it, then just go to unscheduled visits. And therefore, you'll be able to clock out.
So wait, one second.
Because if you go on it, it may still be showing because it takes a little while for it to fall off.
Would it go, when I go under where it says today's visit?
Yep.
Okay, so it's still red. So you're saying when I clock.
It takes a
little
bit of time.
Yeah, so when
remove.
I clock out, if it's still red, what do I do?
Then you go to unscheduled visits and you clock out that way.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
All right. So I'll watch for that tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
This
so if you get confused on whether you did the clock in or clock out, then go to confirm visits, and therefore you'll know which one is not coming up as a clock in or an out for that day.
Okay. And then what do I do with that timesheet?
So the timesheet, if you do not have PDF on your phone or your email, I advise caregivers to try to print it out. It's much easier.
Oh, I have it.
Okay.
I did print it out.
Got you.
I did print it out.
So you are going to fill everything out on that page except for the Medicaid ID number. You want to leave the Medicaid ID number blank. The last four digits of Social Security number would be yours, okay?
Right.
You're the direct care worker. The participant is mom.
Okay.
You would just put the date and whatever start and end time you did.
Okay.
And the last column is just basic duties. You can put meal prep, light housekeeping, bathing, washing, medication reminder. Some duties there, so... we'll see that.
I did that, yeah.
And then the participant's signature, which would be mom's signature, she can initial it, sign it. We just need her signature there. The provider's signature, leave blank. That's for us to sign. And then you would sign the bottom, which say direct care worker.
Okay. I think
What
I
you
did. I got to go down and double check what I did, but I remember filling it out because I just if I put her Keystone or her Medicare number on it, just cross it off.
So the medic the number you have is not the Medicaid number that we have.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so the Medicaid
just
number
cross that
we
off.
put in is what we bill for when we
Oh, okay.
send it through the insurance.
Okay.
And
All
then
right.
after it's all completed, you would just take a picture of it and send it back to us as a picture text message or send it back to an email.
Okay.
Okay, you have my direct number,
yeah,
which is the
I can do that,
267,
yeah.
or you have my direct email.
Yeah, I have it on that picture, so I'll do that. When I go downstairs, I'll get it, and then I'll send it over. Okay.
Yep, and if you have any further questions or concerns or any help you need, just give me a call, okay, tomorrow, and
okay.
I'll assist you with, you know, going back over the process again.
Okay, thank you very much, Nina. I appreciate you calling and going over that with me.
You're very welcome. You take care.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right.